Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots and patriots who are biting their nails and standing by. We are sitting here with our Minutemen coffee and extra strong this morning because it was a late night. Good morning,
sure.
Lady Liberty. How you doing?
Well, good morning. I think I'm awake.
Yes.
Possibly a little bit. You can tell I'm not really that wide awake.
I can't tell.
Well, I don't think I really slept much, even after midnight when we tried to go to bed. And right.
And woke up at like 4:30 on our own.
Oh, bing! I think I woke up every 15 minutes. It's like, oh my gosh, seriously.
Fret not. Have faith in the Lord. Right now, the polls are closed up. Last time I looked, it was 238 to 213 with Biden in the lead for states that have been called, and that's not the only race. Of course, there's some things that we want to talk about, particularly for our listeners here in Washington State, because that's where we're broadcasting from.
Yep.
There are some good things, but there are several bad things. It probably does not directly apply to this listening audience, but we've got some butt chewing to do on the Christians.
Yep.
We are not happy with the church, who, if they turned out, could easily turn this state.
We could have flipped this state.
Yep. The apathy continues, and you deserve the chains that you have resting on you right now.
Like we said, probably not this audience. However, right. The other people that just decided they had no reason to right. have to be involved with this because, you know, they would just pray and not act their faith.
Yes.
You know. Yep. So, you know, that I'm
those not... are deserving of the chains that you just put on all of us in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All the rest of our Christian brothers out there just placed us back in the hands of the communists.
And you just sinned by not loving your brothers.
Yep.
By not protecting them from tyranny,
from
coveting and theft,
from godlessness of communism, the yep. people that whose bottom line is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism. You just turned all of the rest of this state back over to those people.
Yeah, and this goes for the rest of the country too, where we're seeing this. Places that should easily have been red or conservative.
Yep.
Besides that, when in the world did red become the conservative color? Red's always been commie. Blue's always been the good guys.
In a foreign land, it's always been red, but not here in the United States. So
yeah, always has. Red has always been the color of communists.
Well, communists have never belonged here, so who cares what their color is, right? And so if we had two parties and the Republicans have been red, who cares what's going on outside our borders? They can pick whatever color they want.
I'm not.
They might as well be, who knows? I don't know.
Yellow.
Yes, exactly.
Should be yellow.
That's more appropriate.
Blue should be Republicans or the communists should just be communists should be red. Everyone who does not vote for American values should be yellow.
Right.
Cowards.
Yep.
And
or who don't vote at all.
And
right.
then the patriots should be blue. It's just the way it is.
Why is that? Why blue?
Communists should be red.
Well,
blue's
like I
always
said,
the good guys.
Communists don't belong here, so red communism does not apply to this nation. That's my argument. I'm sticking
right.
with it.
Well, that's okay. I will let you do that because you haven't had your second cup of Minutemen coffee yet.
I, you know, no sleep and this and news like this today to wake up to. I'm sorry, fellow Christians, brothers and sisters. I know. Right now, trust in the Lord.
Yep. Right now, the Senate looks like it's tied up 47-47. The House looks like it's going to the, and we're talking about the federal government, is going to, it's going to be possibly right now, and of course not everything's in, but 188 to Democrats and 181 to the Republicans. Governors, we've got 23 Democrats and 27 Republicans, but that doesn't really matter because most of the Republicans, the overwhelming majority of them are rhinos. So, you know, they're all on the same agenda. Anyway, I only had one last thing to say, and that is, although Trump is at 213, all of the states that are leaning Trump at this point where everything's frozen is that would give Trump 280 if those actually become officially announced. So there you go. So let's do the word of the day for today.
Okay, so the word of the day for Wednesday is, which is, well, it should very well be Warrior Wednesday today, because that's about
Warrior Wednesday.
That's about what we're feeling like. So, okay, so the word of the day for today comes to us from Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 17 and 20 through 23. So it's kind of long, so bear with me. But it falls under the title of How to Recognize Evil. Well, there it is. So, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
That's a scary verse. I think that about that one a lot. I'm like, boy, don't let me be in that category.
Right. And see, so this is a random selection, right? This is just an opening to a
page.
You didn't
hunt for this
because
you wanted a certain message.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, yep. And so to turn to that today, right? You know, we need to keep this in mind. How do you recognize evil? You know them by their fruits. And in the end, Jesus will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
Right.
And so, you know, these people that show up with smiles on their faces and it says, you know, they come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. And how very true in what we're seeing right now. You can't, what we're watching happen in the election yesterday is unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable on every single front. We have seen, in Philadelphia, they're blocking the Trump campaign poll watchers.
Correct.
And who have been certified by the city, and they're absolutely blocking them. And so all of these, they've had to, the poll watchers from the Trump campaign have actually had to call the police and get them to let them in.
Right.
And they haven't been doing it until the police get there and actually say, you can't do this. You have to let them in. And
right.
So they're all saying the steal is on, people. Be aware they're trying to steal this election.
Which none of this is surprising to us.
Right.
We're not surprised by any of this. Not one single thing. Now, we were hopeful for different outcomes on some of these races. I was hopeful that we would see higher numbers in favor of Trump, even a landslide, because of the numbers that we saw, the thousands of people that were showing up supporting Trump, and literally single digits or double digit numbers at best in the
right.
lows,
yep.
The low double digits, people showing up for Biden rallies. And so I was hopeful that we would see a larger spread, but I'm still confident President Trump is going to win the election.
Yep, I think so too.
And I just trust in the Lord for that. I know a lot of Christians have been praying for that, and I think it's a done deal. I think present it's not a done deal, but I think when it's done later today, well, who knows? They're going to try to they need to drag this out and belabor the progress. I've never seen this much drama over the process of an election.
I know.
This
me is, either. This is me either. The
pure
fact.
Shenanigans. I mean, they're games. They are
total. Well, and the fact that MSM refused to announce multiple states last night.
That's right.
So you know what that means? That means that Trump won those states. Because here's why: if Biden had won those states, they would have been jumping on the rooftops,
screaming
in the
streets.
Results.
Yep.
And so we know for a fact those all go to Trump because. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
That's right.
If they're refusing to announce it, it's because they don't like the results.
Exactly. And that's what we're seeing in Georgia, in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, especially, and Michigan. Pennsylvania and Michigan, all those four that I just mentioned, they're just playing games. There's no reason why those polls should not have results by now. They're on the East Coast. And then, of course, we've got Alaska. That's going to be wrapped up in the bag. The only other two out there that are hanging out there for Biden right now, leaning toward Biden, is Wisconsin and Nevada. Nevada, of all places. What happened in Nevada? But basically, President Trump has this. He has this at 280, over 280 electoral college votes. And
I mean, just the fact that foreign nations were already declaring Biden the winner yesterday before any of the polls were even completed.
I know.
And so you can't get any bigger of a lie than that.
Exactly. Yeah, before any of the polls closed anywhere in the United States, it was, who was it?
It was the UK.
That's right, the UK. They were calling for.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was officially their government or if that was just a news outlet in the UK, but that was just.
Well, and also I think we're going to have to be very careful from now on to no longer call Biden basement Biden, but Beijing Biden.
Absolutely.
Because that's exactly who that guy is. And that's exactly what those people do is lie. And so that's what we're seeing. And just like I just read, they come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ravenous wolves. And you will know them by their fruit. So people that are declaring the result of the election before any of the polls are even finished.
I know.
That you know them by their fruit.
That's right.
They're stealing. They're going to try their very best to steal this election.
Well, look, these are the communist revolutionaries, the street thugs of this movement run under a banner of by all means necessary. That is their chant. That's their mantra.
Yep.
And the higher ups believe it as well. The globalists, everybody in the world I've never seen the forces arrayed like this
against a single
candidate for a public office what's been arrayed against President Trump. And so for him to even be for the power that they wield, the media, I'm talking global. This is not your local newspaper. This is your local newspaper plus every news conglomerate that there is around the world against him.
Right.
And this is just, I'll tell you what, it would be frightening to see a Biden administration. They already have plans for reaching out to Palestinians, undoing everything that the Trump administration has done. Day one.
Yep.
And I think that I believe they would shutter the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem the first day.
Yep.
They would close it up and start tearing everything. America First would be destroyed in a week.
Yep. Well, not only that, but then they would start hunting the anti-climate change people, the Christians.
Criminalizing
everything that they don't like starting day one. And you know, I just have to say that historically, I would have to rank this as one of the most sophisticated attempts at a coup I've ever seen.
Oh, absolutely.
This is a very highly, highly sophisticated, involved in so many different countries, foreign nations involved in this coup. And that is exactly what they're trying to do.
This makes the Bolshevik Revolution pale in comparison.
Yep.
This is so much more sophisticated.
Yep.
And of course, this is global. We're talking about a global scale.
Well, and now, conclusively, we as Americans, red-blooded Americans, are not going to allow this to happen.
Right.
I don't care how many foreign governments are involved in this, and they are heavily involved. And how many billionaires, how many Nazi supporting billionaires like Soros are behind this, funding these little college student kids that have been recruited by all the communist professors and communist high school teachers and all this garbage that came out of Common Core.
Right.
We are not going to stand for this and allow this. Absolutely not.
And they got their minions on the streets just spewing and repeating their lies.
Yep.
I saw yesterday an argument. It was an interview on the street with some people who are yelling back and forth, Trump versus Biden. So they're interviewing, man on the street interviews. And this woman says, I'm just terrified at the thought of Trump winning because if all of his supporters are armed, what they will do if Trump wins.
The same thing we've been doing. Nothing. We're peaceful.
Except that that's good that they're fearful of all the patriots who are armed.
That is good.
But who in the world has been carrying out violence and beating people to death?
Exactly.
Murdering.
Killing people.
Yeah, killing people, hunting them down and ambushing them, and burning our streets, killing our police, burning down police precincts, and... who's anti-government here? Who's been violent all year?
Exactly.
It's the left.
Yep.
The Biden supporters. The communists.
The Beijing Biden
supporters. Beijing Biden supporters. So from Patriot territory, although the Patriots aren't looking very strong right here in this county where we're broadcasting from right now.
Right.
There were some victories.
Yes.
We're happy about that.
Yes, fortunately.
We've got Rob Chase. That was just what a neat guy.
Yep, we're super happy for him.
Super happy for him.
He is a good friend of ours also.
Yep, and also State Rep.
McCaslin.
Bob McCaslin. Oh, yeah, my goodness. Yeah. Can't believe I just drew a... He's a friend of mine. I drew a blank on... So, but...
another super good guy.
Yeah, we're just... So we're really happy about that. But there's some... At the state level, this is devastating. And we were hoping that the patriots would rise up, and especially the Christians. Jay Inslee, so far, looks like he is at 59.3% in the state against 40%, so 60-40 against Lauren Culp, the patriot.
Right.
The communist is at 60%, and the patriot is at 40%.
Yep, the American.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, good job, you apathetic, lazy Christians. We're putting this on you. We're putting this on the pastors. We're putting this on the pulpit because you cowards who refused to implore to your congregations, no, your audience, taking away a congregation, from imploring them to get engaged because, you know, this is not happening enough. And this is 200 years, pastors have been saying, if this nation goes this direction where we're going right now, it is the fault of the pulpit. That's where it lies. And also the senior Christians, you know, the board members of these churches that are trying to be ultra conservative and wringing your hands and in fear over getting involved politically. Oh, you might lose some of your church members and so on. Shame on all of you. Shame on all of you who sat this one out. And
that's
the cowards. The cowards that are told that your place is in hell, along with murderers and liars. Cowards are on that same list. And you cowards just ensured, you added more chains to the citizens of Washington State. We could apply this to many different places across the country right now, but Washington, this is what you get. I'm just really sad to see that the Christians just did not rise up.
Right, yeah. Could I read that verse again? It says, "He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." you know, that we've talked at length for months now, mm-hmm. how to love your brother, how to walk your faith and bring it into the political realm, because your faith is not limited to church one day a week, right? You're supposed yep. to be the light that you're bringing the light of God into every aspect of our lives here.
That's right.
On earth as it is in heaven, right? And so how do you walk your faith? How do you love your brother in terms of government and politics? And how do you bring God's great shining light into that realm? You vote.
That is within your power.
Yep.
It is within your power. And I know this listening audience, we have a super high rate of people who are engaged in their communities. They're loving their brothers. They're voting. And trying to inform people. This listening audience is absolutely, they're in that higher echelon level of direct participation.
Right. The people that actually walk their faith and actually care for their brother and their brother's families.
Yeah.
You know?
We're going to whoop up on them. Okay. Bob Ferguson, the champion of sexual deviancy, 60%. Matt Larkin, the one who would unseat him with the help of the Christians, not to be done. Once again, Bob Ferguson, the sexual deviant lover, is going to maintain his seat. There's several of these other races, but here's one that really is just a arrow through my heart. Referendum Measure 90.
Yep,
Referendum 90.
Yep. I just want to just throw up over that.
Yep. This is the sexualization of our children as young as even maybe preschool, but I know kindergarten
for
on
sure.
up
yep.
to essentially in this is pedophilia.
Yep.
This is paving the way for pedophilia in under the guise of sex education.
Right.
To include visual aids and.
Yeah, and to this, I just say, you know what? Pull your kids out of public schools.
60
period.
To 40. Again, there's period. The rate right there. 60, yep. 40%. 60% of the people in Washington State are supportive of sexual deviancy and pedophilia. I don't believe it.
Yeah,
I can't believe it. This has to be apathy. This has to be people who did not get engaged. So, 3,225,000 people voted.
Right. This is either apathy or this is an absolute election scam. I mean, that's the only other thing that I can think of. If the Christians did actually get out there and vote like they're supposed to.
Or this is telling.
Right. It's
one of where we are spiritually.
It's one or the other.
Quick, put the brakes on this right now and let's go to this other topic that you, I know you wanted to spend. We've got 2 minutes left. So the guy from Department of Homeland Security.
Yep. We've got Acting Secretary for Homeland Security Chad Wolf speaks about there being no evidence of foreign election interference so far. And so I just implore President Trump, get rid of Chad Wolf ASAP.
Yep, yesterday.
This guy is a lost cause. Oh my gosh. What about New Virginia Majority? The pro-Maoist group that flipped the entire state of Virginia
yep.
from Republican to Democrat.
That's right.
Completely funded by the Chinese. And yet he says, this was an article from way back in February in the New American, and this guy is supposed to be the head of intelligence.
Right.
Right?
He's not.
I'd have to, holy cow.
He's an agent of the left.
Did he just quit McDonald's and somehow walked into the DHS and is now acting secretary for Homeland Security? Get rid of this guy. And so how much evidence does this guy need? This is a whole, you can't even, I'm sorry, I'm trying to contain myself. Chinese spy operations in the U.S. are off the scale.
Yep.
It says.
With evidence.
With so much evidence. It said, listen here. In this article, it says, a comment comes at a time when U.S. federal prosecutors announce a new China-related case almost every week. In the past 2 months, a New York City police officer was arrested and accused of spying on the Tibetan community for the Chinese consulate. There's the Chinese consulate again.
Yep.
Five Chinese nationals were charged with allegedly hacking more than 100 companies and entities worldwide. A Chinese researcher at UCLA was charged with destroying evidence to hamper an investigation into whether he had transferred sensitive software to China. A NASA researcher was arrested and accused of hiding his funding from China, and a former CIA officer was arrested for allegedly spying for China for a decade. Nicholas Eftimiades, a former senior U.S. intelligence officer who has been analyzing Beijing spy activities for about 3 decades, detailed his findings in a 1994 book, Chinese Intelligence Operations. He says, "When I wrote the first book, it was noticeable and it was active and it was almost ignored by the United States and other Western countries. But now it's sort of off the scale." And so, and then it says, so for decades, we've been lacking in any type of response to China's extremely aggressive economic actions. And now we're seeing them heavily involved in flipping states, backing the other presidential candidate. He is known as Beijing Biden, right?
I know.
I can't speak this morning. I'm so mad.
I know. Yeah.
So she's like,
and there it is. And there's this guy by the last name of Wolf.
Wolf
in charge of Homeland Security, keeping the hen house safe, right?
Exactly. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ravenous wolves, as in Chad Wolf.
There you go. He's got to go. Head on a chopping block. Get rid of him. Get rid of the little traitorous, look the other way, failing in the intelligence community,
yep,
failing in securing our nation.
Well, communist supporting, anti-American.
Get rid of the Department of Homeland Security, first of all. All this top-end government bureaucracy is worthless. It's expensive and ineffective. It's a sham. It's smoke and mirrors to make us think that they're doing something to keep us safe. And this type of corruption, we keep finding it over and over and over. We're sick of it.
Yep.
Sick of it. Done.
Donald Trump needs to do the, you're fired.
You are so fired. You're arrested. You are under arrest.
Yep.
Let's start hearing that.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Well, this is fired up. When Warrior Wednesday.
Warrior Wednesday.
And it's going to be winning Wednesday by the end of the day or by the end of the week,
that's right.
President Trump is going to still maintain power, and that's when their heads are going to explode. Be ready.
We're going to stomp these corrupt people.
Be ready. All right, guys. We're out of time. We're over time. So God bless. And stay safe. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. right here.
Have a blessed Wednesday, people.